This is Living the RV Dream episode. No episode for Friday, February 26, 2021.
I'm riding in my RV.
My RV.
Wherever I want to be. 'Cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers, hello fellow pelican heads, and happy travelers around the world, full-timers, part-timers, boondockers, van dwellers, weekend warriors, and dreamers. Welcome, happy Friday, welcome to... And I'm not going to number this episode because it's just a quick update. In fact, I've been driving pretty much non-stop for 3 days in a row, so... I decided to prioritize the video that is coming out this Sunday last night. And by the way, that's why the podcast is late today, because it is Friday. I'm recording day off. And I'm just going to give you a quick update of where I am. And next week, I'll make it up to you and I'll read all your mail or your voicemail and tell you, you know, I'm going to do like a wrap up of the whole winter trip here. Should I call it winter 2021? Some people say that if you say winter 2021, it really refers to the winter that begins in 2021, which is December. But I don't know. To me, it's like, let's call it the West 2021, as we usually do a trip to the West at least every other January and February, right? I'm going to do a great wrap-up of that, but let me tell you where we are. We are right now at, it's called Fontainebleau State Park in Louisiana. We're right on the north shore of Lake Pontchartrain. Pontchartrain? I never know how to pronounce that exactly, but Pontchartrain. In any case, that's that lake that has a bridge. And I believe it is not the longest, it's one of the longest bridges that goes over a lake. And it's, and I took it actually 2 years ago exactly. And it's pretty freaky because once you you know, you pay the toll and you go on the bridge, you don't see the other side of the lake. When you you are pretty much like just driving into the water, and eventually you see the tops of the New Orleans skyscrapers, and eventually, yeah, New Orleans. Had we had a little more time, we probably would have gone to New Orleans for breakfast, or New Orleans, as some people also say it. But today is the final stretch. It is right now 7:04, so in about an hour, we are going to start driving to the east into the sunrise. Well, there's no sunrise because it is kind of cloudy. But we're going to visit our property in Perry, Florida. And then at some point on Sunday, we'll be back in Pelican headquarters, 305 Flag Ami, Miami, Florida. But it's been a great trip. Illy has been with me for the past 2 weeks, of course, and we visited Sedona, as I told you, and many other places. We ended up the Arizona part of the trip down in Bisbee, Tombstone, and we visited Chiricahua National Monument, which is a beautiful place. You know, one of those places that you only find in the American West. And then we spent one night at the Lordsburg KOA in New Mexico, same place I stayed at the last night of the Beeline trip to the west of that height, right before Quartzsite. And from Lordsburg was one whole day driving to Fort Stockton, Texas, another pretty much whole day driving to... We stayed at the Walmart in Sealy, Texas, which is just west of Katy, which is just west of Houston. And then yesterday was an almost all-day driving here to... We're almost in eastern Louisiana at this point, right? And now it's today is going to be the rest of Louisiana, Mississippi, which is, you know, it's coastal Mississippi and coastal Alabama, which is like a couple hours each. And then the long Florida panhandle. Until the Big Bend area where we have the Pelicamp, as we're calling it. And I'm way behind schedule in developing the property, so that's what we're going to do in the month of March. That's the plan anyways. So this is it. This is your 5-minute update for today, Friday, February 26th. Last Friday of February. And until next week, thank you so much for listening. And see you on the road, because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle, because I'm free in my RV.